the countdown continues, with little more than 1,000 days left to save our planet from global warming, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Hong Kong organized a climate change conference to inspire the public to join hands to save our planet. Held on Saturday, October 3rd, the gathering featured lectures by prominent scientists and other speakers from China, Hong Kong, and Formosa or Taiwan, as well as representatives of government, media, and nonprofit organizations. Eminent guests in attendance included Dr. U Mboa, Vice President of the Hong Kong Applied Science and Technology Research Institute, Reverend Feng Chi Wood of the Hong Kong Anglican Church, and Ms. Judy Chen, Chairman of the Hong Kong Ocean Park Conservation Foundation. The talks reviewed current evidence of global warming as well as the swine flu pandemic and proposed solutions. Supreme Master Qinghai accepted the invitation as the honored guest and graciously lent her presence to respond to questions from the audience via video conference. Her thoughts deeply reflected the event's theme, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. We now invite you to join us for part 6 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives, held on October 3, 2009 in Hong Kong.
Master, our next honorable guest is Mr. Chen Shu Yi. Mr. Chen Shu Yi is the executive chair of the HSBC Bank, managing caterer for major of the HSBC Bank, including fine dining for the top management of Ming Building, a total five business unit of HSBC.
Wow.
Chen, 清海師傅你好。我有個問題。很多香港人都認為香港是一塊福地，到目前為止似乎所有的災害，例如風災、雨災、都襲擊不到香港，而且香港呢也都是非常熱心於慈善公益的，就認為這樣就可以消災抵禍。我想請問師傅，這樣的想法是否可以抵抗這個氣候的改變呢？謝謝。
你好 Chef， 哇、wow, such a big Chef。 We are privileged that you are here today. Yes. And thank you. Thank you for your presence. I'm sure that what you say is true about thecharitable quality of the Hong Kong people. I have known it myself when I was in Hong Kong many times, and sometimes for many, many months. I've noticed that Hong Kong people are very pious people, very charitable. Yes. Virtue and generosity of spirit certainly do have a positive effect on our life. At the same time, we should be aware that there are many levels of virtue.And merit, and that the highest charity one can offer is the gift of life and freedom. So, especially at this critical time on our planet, what is needed is a more spiritual sense, is to let all beings live, meaning to stop killing on all levels. Chef Chan, I read that the government of Hong Kong mercifully abolished capital punishment over 15 years ago, in 1993. So now, the people of Hong Kong just need to extend their compassion to animals who did not commit any crimes even. They are not criminals, the animals. So we should abolish the death sentence for all animals as well.And turn to the meat-free vegan diet. This will offer true protection from the climate crisis, because the vegan diet does not harm sentient beings, and thus offer the highest merit, the highest reward of all, and therefore reduces the bad retribution significantly. Also, If you're Buddhist, you remember the Buddha say the first precept, the first thing a Buddhist should not do is not to kill. Also through the daily practice of the spiritual principle known as ahimsa or non-violence, charity is naturally cultivated in one's heart. Even if you do not feel that Hong Kong needs this level of virtue, Chef Chan, I'm sure you already know that a disease such as swine flu doesn't spare anyone, which has severely affected the Hong Kong people, also comes from animal killing. And in terms of global warming, 70% of drinking water for Hong Kong comes from the Dong River. 70% of drinking water for Hong Kong, from the Dong River, which in turn is ultimately fed by glaciers. Now, tens of thousands of lakes and rivers throughout the world are drying out now due to global warming and glaciers melting. It is thus only a matter of time before Hong Kong will be affected by the Dong River drying out as well. Knowing this, it would be best if we adopt the lifestyle that will restore the stability of our environment and benefit all beings in the world, which surely is a compassionate way of life, beginning with a vegan diet, no animal product. So please, Chef, join this noble cause and share it with others, especially through your work. There are so many meat substitutes available today. We just cook the same as we cook meat, except we replace that piece of meat with a piece of vegetarian protein, which has more nutrition. First-hand protein instead of second-hand through the animals. So I'm sure you could adapt your delicious dishes to being vegan. If you need any additional information, you can obtain it freely from www.suprememastertv.com/VEG or ask any of our association members to help you. They'll be willing to serve you anytime. And then you would be contributing to the real solution. In fact, the only one that will really work at this time to save our world and save 70% drinking water for Hong Kong. Without water, where would we be? Yes? So thank you for your important questions. And thank you for being a good chef.
Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Mr. Chen.
I wish you all the best.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
And now we have Mr. Peter Lloyd, who is a vegan and is also editor of Positive News and Holistic Asia.
Ah, I heard of him. Yes. Welcome, Mr. Lloyd.
Thank you.
Good day, sir.
Good day. The question is, how can we inspire hope and joy through ecological activism? I guess what I'm trying to dig deeper to is, how do we make this a longer term commitment. I can make the choice as an individual, but how do I convey that to other people? So it's sort of a deeper look at this cultural change of going vegetarian. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Loy, it's understandable that you are concerned like that. It's kind of new, huh? This vegan trend is new to many people, even government officials as well. So we have to just do what we can. You may copy many of the information concerning the harmful effect of the meat diet and the benefit of the vegetarian diet, and copy the info, print them out, and send them, or send them through email to whoever you know, or to the government, through the organizations, to the farmers, etc. Yes. But I'm so happy, by the way, to see that you are already a compassionate example. Yes, that you are vegan. It's so not easy for Westerners even, who are so used to being raised as a child and believing in animal protein. It's so not very easy for you. I'm very proud of you and very impressed. And you are part of a positive news media even. That impressed me even more. That's wonderful. Please continue your job. God bless you. As for how to inspire hope and joy through your activism for the environment, well, as I have said, you know, I understand that a lot of the ecological and environmental news today is not very good due to the effects of global warming. We hear about glaciers melting, water becoming more scarce, raising food shortages, rising food prices with over 1 billion people going hungry every day, animals becoming extinct and many species gone forever, and so on and so forth. It can seem overwhelming, especially if we think that we are only one person and the problems are so vast. But be assured, Mr. Loy, that even though our time is running out, we do still have time to save this beautiful planet and restore it to original splendor, or even more so, if all turn to vegan diet. You embody the very solution already that needed for our world. As it has already been mentioned, recent research shows that more than 50% of emissions that are hitting the planet come from the livestock industry. Not 18%, huh? 80% was the underestimate, the initial estimate from the UN only. Right now, the evidence, the data show that livestock industry produce 50% plus. I'm sure there is more. But this is kind of conservative report. That's 50% greenhouse gas emission, which heat up our planet, which put our lives in danger, which put our world into the perilous situation of mass extinction, is from livestock industry. Please tell everybody this, whoever you can. More than 50%. Can you imagine? If we stop meat industry, 50% of the heating factor is gone. And then if we turn to organic vegan diet, then 40% more plus of CO2 will be absorbed immediately from the atmosphere by organic vegan planting method. You see what I mean? So we'll be smiling. Yes, just a small little change. I don't know how difficult can it be to replace a piece of meat with a piece of tofu or a piece of vegetable protein. It looks the same, it tastes even better, more healthy, cheaper in any way. Good for your health. So please, just spread this info through your media. Yeah. The solution is at hand for each and every one of us, which is simply to forgo animal products and become vegan. One small change is no big deal. As I have mentioned many times before, this is not a good thing to say, but I have to make a comparison. If we accuse the people of drug, of alcohol, tobacco addiction that they could not change, they could not quit. We have to accuse ourselves because drug, tobacco, alcohol, there is no other thing to replace them, you know, for what they are. I don't mean they're good, but there's no other thing to replace for the alcohol addict or the tobacco addict or a drug addictive person. Anyone who is addicted to these three substances, drug, alcohol, and tobacco, they cannot find any other substance to substitute it. So it's difficult for them to quit. And these substances are more difficult to quit. And we could even quit meat, which is replaceable by many other better things. Taste better, cheaper, good for health, save the planet. If we could not even quit that piece of meat, then we cannot accuse the drug people, the alcohol people, or the tobacco people, even the producer of them. If we want to make drug, alcohol, tobacco, or illegal, limited their production and sales, then we have to also start with meat and right now, because this is even worse than all of them, all of the other three. I'm sorry to say, if I offend anyone, I sincerely apologize, but my lifestyle is to tell the truth at all cost. Now, even if the guy who drink alcohol, maybe he harm himself, he cause his family trouble, he cost some tax money for hospitalization, he might even, the worst scenario, kill somebody on the street by drunk driving. Okay, that affect a small group of people, yes? And drugs, the same with drugs, the same with tobacco, cigarette, yes? Affect a small group of people. But meat diet affect the whole world, affect the whole planet. It's killing our lives, it's killing the planet, and it's leading the planet into total destruction if we don't stop.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a three-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
And it is really an inspiration answer for us to know how dangerous it is to take meat.
Yes, it is.
And thank you, Mr. Lloyd.
It's dangerous to take meat. More than drug, more than alcohol, more than cigarette. That's why I put meat as number one killer and the other three later on. But we have many more things we have to tackle, of course. But these four are the worst killers of all. And if we want to save our lives and the planet, we have to clean up these substances.
Thank you. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Our next honorable guest is Miss Natalie Wong, a primary school teacher.
Welcome.
青海毛上司你好啊，今日咧其實我係想問嘢。你好。而家咧好多嘅蔬果入邊咧，佢都加入咗一啲嘅動物性嘅基因嘅。咁喺呢一種情況之下，如果係素食者進食呢一啲嘅蔬果嘅話，對佢哋會有啲咩影響嘅咧？
You mean the GMO, the genetically modified food?
Yes, master.
Okay, understand. This is not too good, is it? Thank you for your thoughtful questions and your concern. You are right. There is a very direct connection between meat consumption and swine flu as well, and most other human disease. And the same if we put animals in our vegetable product, it will affect us in many ways, huh? I think we should not mess with the nature law of karma, because every action brings an equal reaction. This means that if we bring no harm to other beings, in this case being vegan, then no harm will come to us. But if we kill, we will be killed. But the thing is, nowadays, many people try to do this so-called genetically modified food. Huh? So sometimes we eat the vegetarian food and we don't even know that there are animal substance in it. And does it affect us, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It does. Yeah, if that's what you mean, it does affect us. Not just from physical perspective, but also spiritual as well, scientifically speaking. Meat is being linked to disease of all kinds, with cholesterol, obesity, heart disease and strokes. Meat consumption has now been linked to more than one kind of cancer and even has been shown to directly cause cancers, just as bowel cancer, etc. So, if we put meat or animals' substance into vegetables, then we will also have similar effect, more or less. I think we should not mess up with nature and play God. Whatever nature has already offered to us, that is good enough. We should just be thankful and keep it that way. Because if we mess it up, we will properly inherit more than we bargain for. There might be more incurable disease that come from GMO that we don't even know will happen yet. Right now, even if we just eat the normal meat, and we have so many incurable disease already, if we mix it with vegetable, maybe we will have more incurable disease and more strange disease that we don't even know how to deal with in the future. So it's better to have organic vegan farming method. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for your advice. And thank you, Natalie.
Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
志同道合的人谈论的这个救地球新年新的活动，感到特别的温暖。知道这个上师呢一直在环保啊，在救地球方面有很深的爱心，还有他已经自己捐献了很多自己的能量，还有他的很多实际的行动来一起呼吁拯救地球。我觉得呢，他是一个充满爱的人，我对他是非常尊敬的。
自己就食素食了有7年，咁原先食素的原因咧就希望就对自己健康好啲，同埋就系话啲动物咧咁可爱，我哋应该值得尊重啦。咁亦都系保护呢个地球系非常之好嘅一个做法啦。咁今日好高兴啦，咁受到世界会呢边嘅邀请，咁系过嚟参与呢个聚会。咁头先听咗Master 佢讲嘅时候咧，即系觉得佢系一个非常之有理想理念嘅人。咁佢将自己一个嘅真话，佢嘅真实嘅嘢，去用唔同嘅渠道方式去推动俾世界每一个人知道。咁其实我觉得呢一种精神系应该学习啦。咁同埋就係話佢咁好嘅信息咧，我哋希望咧都聽到之後，雖然唔係話即刻可以立即可以食素，咁但係希望都可以一步一步咯。咁希望你哋可以參加呢個素食嘅行列啦，去拯救人類同埋拯救呢個地球。大家發揮你哋嘅愛心同埋慈悲心，吃全素環保救地球。
听到呢个讲座咧，我觉得都好高兴，因为咧发觉啊，青海无上师咧，佢喺呢方面喺环保啊、素食嗰方面咧，系深思熟虑，考虑过好详尽，又好全面，咁嚟去认识，然后再介绍出嚟，而系睇佢个答案里边咧，睇到佢去好有体会嘅，同埋佢有同感啊，对嗰啲动物啊、肉食嘅睇法，即系系主张嗰种慈悲心咧，而实现咗喺呢个救地球嗰、那个。过程里面出来的。但是听了今天上司所讲的答案之后呢，就会更加积极一点，还有鼓励身边的人和那些病人呢去素食，就我会在这方面呢再加多一些功夫添，就希望能够将这个素食和救地球这个信息呢传播得更广更远。青海无上司提出这个口号呢，我都非常之赞成的。他的口号很简单，吃全素环保救地球。
it seems like a whole circle has come round, and seeing the Grand Master here talking about vegan cooking and organic food and saving the planet has been a big inspiration to me. A very charming lady of lots of wisdom and compassion and understanding.
Thank you for your eco-friendly presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for Part 7 of Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. Golden Age Technology is coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.